Thanks, Conor. Colleagues, it only remains for me as Northern Co-Chair to thank quite a number of people, but I'm aware that lunch is waiting, so I'll be as brief as possible. First of all, for those who have travelled furthest, are two outstanding keynote speakers, Professor Marilyn Cochrane-Smith and Professor Paul Miller, who have provided us with two really stimulating, challenging, illuminating presentations over the last 2 days. And thank you also for being so obliging in launching books and reports and coming into doctoral workshops and generally being around. We've really appreciated having your presence with us over the last 2 days. To all who presented research papers, this was the first time we've tried this at the SCOTENS conference. I think it's gone very well, but we'll be interested to get your feedback. But thank you to everybody who sent in abstracts and who presented. To all who participated in our stimulating panel discussion, I'm delighted that our graphic hit home with so many people, especially Joe, and we hoped it would, and it has indeed. To our doctoral students, now very much part and parcel of our conference, the third time now that we've had this workshop, this round table, thank you, because you're a very valuable part of our community here. To Andy Pollock, who I don't think is still here, but who was here last night and who launched our annual report. To Ian McKenna from the Department of Education and Skills, our funding department from Dublin, for his opening remarks yesterday and for the continued funding from his department. To my talented and dedicated committee colleagues, for your ongoing support right through the year. This conference just doesn't happen by itself. For your contribution to the planning, for chairing sessions, to Conor, who's chaired this panel yet again this year. We're delighted that you've agreed to do that. To my colleagues in the Centre for Cross-Border Studies, they provide the secretariat on an ongoing basis for SCOTENS, and without their support, SCOTENS could not exist. This is a new team, really, this year. Anthony Suarez, who I think has just left, to Tricia Kelly and to Mark McCatchley. I've heard so many positive comments about how obliging and efficient and accommodating the team have been. I know Tricia has been run ragged over the last few days in trying to pull everything together, and a particular note of thanks to Tricia, but also to Mark and Anthony for their work. As Teresa mentioned earlier, we're very sad that my fellow co-chair, Professor Kathy Hall, is unable to be with us today due to a very close family bereavement earlier in the week. But I'd like to pay tribute to Kathy. Kathy has served for 3 years as co-chair and is stepping down. And I'd like to just commend Kathy. Hopefully she'll get a chance to listen back to this at some stage, for her professionalism, for her integrity, her commitment to SCOTENS and to the committee over the last 3 years and before she was chair, her expertise. Kathy has this knack of being calm and collected in even very challenging circumstances and in chairing complex committee meetings and so on. And we really miss her, actually, from the conference this year. We're going to miss her as co-chair as well, but we're delighted to announce that her place will be taken by Dr. Maria Campbell from St. Angela's College in Sligo, and we look forward very much to working with Maria as the Southern co-chair after this conference. Nearly done. Big thanks to the hotel staff here. I know Tricia and Mark and Anthony in particular have liaised very closely with hotel staff. What a beautiful venue this is. If you're here for the first time, well, there's high standards we've set this time, and hopefully we can match those for future conferences. But it really has been splendid, hasn't it? What a beautiful place to come. To you as delegates as well, and as Conor said, thank you for hanging in there until the end. But thank you for your engagement, your openness, your interaction, and of course most of that has been face-to-face, but quite a bit has actually been on social media as well, tweets and retweets and likes and so on, and thank you for all your engagement. I hope you find the conference to be stimulating, to be challenging, to be illuminating, to be informative, all those things that I think I probably said at the start, but also to be friendly and welcoming and inclusive, particularly if you're here for the first time, and I know quite a lot of you are here for the first time. We really hope that it is a safe place That's P-L-A-C-E, not A-I-C-E, Joe. A safe place to come together, to cross boundaries, and so on. And really, that's what we're about in School Tens. We're about creating a community, about creating relationships, about breaking down barriers. And I, for one, think that that's our unique selling point. There will be an evaluation sent out from the Centre for Cross-Border Studies, probably from Tricia, I would imagine. Please do give us some feedback on how things have gone this year. We might give you a couple of proposals as to what we're thinking of doing next year as well. So your feedback's actually really valuable. We'll be meeting as a committee in a few weeks' time, and we'll be considering your feedback for that. And I think that brings me almost to the end, except to say to the committee, if you could hang on for a committee photograph, if you come up to the front, and to remind you that there is lunch provided. It would be entirely appropriate, wouldn't it, if it was a seafood chowder or something like that, but I'm not sure if our planning has gone to that, quite to that extent. But enjoy your lunch. Please do hang around for a chat and safe home, and hope to see you next year. Thank you very much.